by Don Peterson.
Don Peterson and Associates. This is our town.
8:32, 28 minutes ahead of 9 o'clock, and it's time for us to bring some guests in studio, Chris Walls.
Yes, we have guests. It is Jessica Coulterman is here with Lincoln Premium Poultry, along with the original employee number one, Walt Schaefer, is with us. So that's nice to have you guys here. Welcome.
Morning. Thanks for having us.
Thank you.
Yeah. So 1 year. 1 year anniversary for Lincoln Premium Poultry, Walt. Congratulations.
Yeah.
Thank you. It's been a quick year, but here we are 1 year later, and matter of fact, we're celebrating with our employees this week.
Awesome.
Very good. Take us through the activities for this week as you celebrate the 1 year mark.
Well, we started out with a chicken handout at the end of last week, so everybody could have some chicken over the holiday weekend. And then today we're doing t-shirt giveaway for all of our employees, and then a nice big chicken dinner.
So are you walking through throwing t-shirts to everybody? Is that what you're doing?
Oh, everybody gets t-shirts.
Okay. I was wondering if you're throwing them.
Probably. Yeah. And I heard there's going to be music. I was told music and balloons. So it's going to be very festive.
Awesome.
So the original folks, how many started, or how many do you have? Give us the numbers that have been here a year now.
We've had, I think, over 330 people that have been on our team for over a year.
Very nice.
Oh, that's awesome.
So, yeah. Yeah. So now, though, what is the grand total number?
1,100?
Yeah, we're actually a little bit over 1,150 employees. Jessica and I get to meet all of our new employees each week, and we say that's the highlight of our week, is welcome them to Lincoln Premium Poultry. And I get to brag I'm employee number one. Mm-hmm. I tell them this November is 5 years for me on this project. And our second employee, which I hired, was Jessica, and she gets to brag she's employee number two. And yeah. I said, you all now make up a little over 1,150 employees since we started this journey over a year ago.
Wow.
Well, has it gone like you anticipated? There's always, ups and downs and changes and deal with construction and all that. But for the most part, has it gone like you thought?
Well, these are never easy. I guess outside looking in, it's went extremely well. People just say they're amazed at the magnitude of really what's been done here, from the grower barns or houses to construction, all the facilities, and really hiring all these employees and team members that have joined us. I'll admit, when I came here 5 years ago, I had red hair. It is now gray. It's had its trials and tribulations, but, for a project of this magnitude, I got to say it's went well, and it's had its issues, but each day we see more and more progress and really becoming exactly what we said it would years ago.
Yeah. When you put together a business plan, all good business people put together like a 5-year plan, a 10-year plan, things of that nature. You want to look into the future a little bit and talk to us about what you foresee with Lincoln Premium Poultry coming up here in the next year or so, or maybe a few years?
Well, today we're celebrating 1 year. I call our next year, plan is really one of fine tuning. Mm-hmm. We have the process up and running. We're at full production. Our plant now is processing approximately 2 million head of broilers per week. Our grower housing, we have about 80 barns that are currently being constructed to finish up really late fall, and we're essentially done. We're done with the housing, we're done with the building, we're done with really all the hiring, getting the talent here. Mm-hmm. Now this next year is really fine-tuning. It's making sure everybody's trained properly. It's making sure that all the details are there so that we can work through and just making this thing the best in the world, which we touted it would be. Looking out in the future, who knows? I know that our product's being well-received by the Costco depots and the Costco members. Mm-hmm. It's primarily going to the West Coast, Hawaii, and Alaska. And the three warehouses here in Nebraska, we actually ship right to them so that they can brag they have the chicken from Nebraska in their warehouses. But
did you want me to go make a delivery, Walt, for you at those locations at all? Or I'd be glad to step away from the microphone.
DoorDash yet?
Yeah.
you know, we'll take all the help we can.
Well, yeah, okay, so, okay.
But, you know, who knows? All I can say is that our partner and owner in this endeavor, Costco, has been very, very happy with the quality of product we've produced. You know, they've been very, very supportive of our project, and I couldn't have asked for something any better or better partner than we've had with that company and the group here.
It is very rare when you have a community the size of Fremont that has a business that comes in and brings in 1,100 employees, and you can just see what that's done for Fremont. We had it on the news earlier with Brian Newton, city administrator, about how, you know, sales tax receipts have increased so much for the community of Fremont. How does that make you feel when you see a business like that that, you know, has a major impact on what happens with the economy of a community?
Well, certainly it's one of the highlights of putting this project together. You know, I tell our staff, I said, you know, I know we're doing well and our employees are doing well because we don't have any designated parking at our plant. You park where you park, and I usually park on the back row every day. But I walk through the parking lot, and I say every week I see more and more new or updated vehicles. And that's just telling me that our people are doing well. And if they're doing well, the community does well. And, you know, the benefit just keeps spreading. And I can't tell you how many of our team members have come up saying they're buying their first home. Mm-hmm. They've been able to move out of a rental property and move into their first home. We've been invited to many celebrations. So.
Yeah.
We're just very pleased with our contribution to the community.
It sounded to me like you're jealous you don't have a new vehicle is what it sounded like.
I may have to upgrade just to keep up with them.
We need to get you a parking spot, Walt. Yeah, you know. Oh, man. So that is awesome. So very good. So
looking at the farm side of it, on the farmer side and the different buildings, and how has that side of it been going? Have the farmers been pretty much happy as with what's happening?
We've had a great group of farmers that's joined this project, you know, really from day one. Has it been easy? No. I would say if you looked at the entire project, probably the housing was the toughest part. You know, we've been in a four-year build. And really, just this year was the best weather we had coming out of mm-hmm. spring and summer. It's the first dry year we've had in the last three. We've had to deal with, you know, flooding. We've had mm-hmm. to deal with extremely cold temperatures. And we've had to try to get these barns constructed where ideally, as soon as they're constructed, you know, over a 30-day period, then we're putting poultry in to help pay for them. And that's been difficult. Our farmers have been very patient. There's been a lot of learning on their side. There's just been a lot of patience back and forth with both. But you know, it's coming. They're getting more accustomed to growing chickens as they now cycle through many flocks. And I think every one of them will tell you it wasn't so easy to start just with the learning curve. But now that they're into it, they're seeing the benefits and certainly seeing what poultry can do to, you know, subsidize their farming operations.
Yep. I think the thing that's amazing about it you just touched on is that, you know, able to build a big corporate business like this in this community, and you work through a flood and a worldwide pandemic and just kept going. It just kept going. That's amazing.
Yeah, you have to keep it rolling, that's for sure.
Well, didn't have a lot of options.
Yeah, it's got to keep moving.
Yeah, that's right, yeah.
Yeah, from the farm, first you have to feed those birds, and the elevator seems to be, that arrangement seems to be going pretty well, too.
Well, it is. I think last report I got, we're making about 10,000 ton of feed a week, which we have plenty more capacity beyond that. But really, I'll say the feed mill and the receiving of incoming grains and the distribution of feed is probably one of the smoothest pieces of the whole project. You know, when trucks are coming in to deliver the, you know, whether it's corn, soy meal, et cetera, they're turning those trucks in like 10 minutes. Mm-hmm. There is no wait. And I think that's a pretty big deal for the farmers and truckers. And we contracted with a local trucking firm here who's also one of our growers to actually haul and distribute the feed. So there's an example of a Nebraska company who joined us and also joined us as becoming a farmer. And they've done a fantastic job of making sure our feed gets to the farms.
I was going to ask, speaking to the vendor side of things, local people that have stepped up to provide services for Lincoln Premium Poultry, about how many different, I imagine you've got construction people that are still working in the plant or maintenance people, but also people that, like you just said, a trucking firm that handles maybe cleaning out trucks or someone that's doing maintenance on those trucks. There's so many different variables involved here, aren't there?
Well, there is, and we've tried to go local everywhere we can. You know, a lot of the services, quite frankly, the people who do them every day do them better than what we can, and what we've tried to do is identify those and bring those services locally. You know, we have security that's a local firm here. We, our chick delivery is a local group here. You take a look, laundry is a local group, and I could go on and on into even some of the trades that come in and when we're working on projects at the plant that we've now identified local vendors to help us with that.
Even like today when you're doing the chicken handouts, I mean, you're talking, you're working with local people with things like that, aren't you?
Yeah, local t-shirt vendors and local caterers. And
yeah.
Very good. So, 1 year for Lincoln Premium Poultry. Which day is the official 1 year?
Today.
That's what I thought. Yeah. Yeah. So very good. So birthday cake and chicken.
Yeah. There you go.
So very good.
Anything else to add that we may have not touched on? I know the lab is one area that Walt and I were talking about. That's being built or constructed on Cloverly right now right at Cloverly in Maine, just about, right? Mm-hmm.
Correct, yeah. And that'll be where we can have our products tested and, you know, do all the testing that goes along with making sure our quality is at the highest standard. Costco will own the lab, and it'll be run by Midwest Labs.
Ah, that's what we were trying to think of the name, Midwest Labs.
Well, I would just like to say, too, you know, Midwest is going to manage and operate on our behalf, but that lab's open to the community. They'll be able to, you know, work with the local community to handle their samples if they, you know, wanted to do that. It's just not for Costco. So, you know, we look forward to welcoming them here and running that on our behalf, but also, you know, another service there that can be available.
When we get to the point where I know it was brought up a long time ago when we started talking about this whole process where maybe kids would be able to come in and take a look and be able to walk by and see processes happening mm-hmm. in the plant. It's going to be a while before we're able to do that, but that will be possible.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we have our viewing corridor, and you know, we do take people there occasionally. Now it's kind of been curbed with COVID.
Yeah.
But yes, it'll give us that opportunity to, you know, sponsor field trips and those types of things. And we've had a few kids go through with their parents. And of course, at our open house, you know, last October, we had 5,000 people from the community, and many of those were kids. So mm-hmm. my nephews have been through. They didn't really want to eat chicken that day.
What? Oh, I know. I thought of the other question. What percentage is rotisserie as compared to the rest right now?
Of our product mix, about 40% goes to rotisserie, and then the rest we'll cut up and debone and put into packages that you can get at your Costco warehouse.
So is rotisserie still sold out?
Oh, yeah.
Of course it is. Of course it is.
Yes. Yeah.
So very good. Well, congratulations, Lincoln Premium Poultry, 1 year here in Fremont. Jessica Colterman with us and Walt Schaefer. Walt, you still have red hair. There's still a little bit of red. When you start looking like Chris Walls, we'll have issues.
Yeah,
we'll talk.
Get a haircut. Get that white stuff off of there.
So we appreciate your support. We appreciate the support of the community.
Absolutely.
You know, I think we've done everything we said we would do, and, you know, 1 year kind of reflects on that, and, you know, we're proud of it. We're proud to be a part of the community, and we look to being the best there is. That's always been our mission, so we appreciate it.
Congratulations.
Yeah,
very
thank
good.
You.
So thank you both for coming in. Have a great day.
Good to see you guys. Thanks.
You too. 8:46 the time, break time. We'll talk with Three Rivers Public Health Department coming up next.
Husker information changes every day. Will they play? Can they? Should they? Join us.